some tall tales are almost true, particularly when it comes to the typical New England description of how we think our cider and our tea ought to be. While rum and other spirits are widely consumed throughout New England today, the traditional New England drink is, of course, cider, hard cider. Sure, there's always been plenty of sweet cider handy, particularly during the fall months, to be served when the minister calls. But during my growing up years in Maine, the favorite recipe had names such as Hard Cider Eggnog, or Old Hard, and Whitcomb's Dynamite Special. The latter in a 19th century recipe book I came across recently is described with the following postscript. Quote, "Don't ever venture to drink it. It's great for blasting rocks or blowing out stumps. If you owe somebody a grudge, a slug of Whitcomb's Dynamite Special will square accounts permanently." Unquote. An old New England custom was to take barrels of cider and bury them in the ground in the fall. In the spring, the barrels were dug up and the contents put through some sort of filter, after which the cider would be clear as wine, I'm quoting now, clear as wine with a kick that would put a mule to shame, unquote. The holes were called cider holes, and the result was generally known as Applejack, which has, quote, a muzzle velocity, unquote. A New Hampshire neighbor of mine once told me, like a 6-inch howitzer cannon, unquote. Tea, more popular in New England than in any other part of the country, is written and talked about in the same exaggerated manner as is hard cider. We seem to need to boast about how strong our drinks are. Quote, "Laboratory tests have proved that tea prepared in the Maine fashion is far more corrosive than nitric acid and only misses being the universal solvent by an eyelash," wrote one Down East newspaper columnist some years ago, and he was only half joking. And he went on to say, "To be at its best, Maine tea should be prepared out of doors in a pot made of double-thick armor plate. A pound of tea and a tablespoon of water is the ration generally observed in mixing the ingredients. This mixture is boiled for 2 days or until the foliage within a radius of 3 miles has been withered by the strong fumes it gives off." Roger Finn reports the time when the Finn School in Concord, Massachusetts had its beginnings. One day, a Miss J was reading a story to grade one and came upon the word straight. Straight. She paused for a minute to establish the meaning of it. Some students told her the edge of the table was, quote, straight, unquote. Others chose a ruler. There seemed to be complete understanding by all until, inevitably, Sammy, age 6, said, quote, "No, that's not what it means. In my house, at least, it means without ginger ale." Spoken like a true New Englander.